Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking scarecrows downtown this morning. We've got several people here, and we'll introduce everyone in just a second. And Glave, though, is here for when we're talking downtown. Talking downtown, and you always have to be here. So it's good to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you for having us back, Ted.
We're going to talk about a downtown affair that's coming up this weekend. We'll touch in on that, although there are no tickets left for that. But we still will talk about the event. The scarecrows, we were just talking, 4 years now. I feel like I lost at least 2 years of my life. I don't think just 4 years. I don't know what happened the first 2 years.
It's hard to believe it's been 4 years, but we're on our fourth year, all from an idea that started in our head scarecrow's head, John Coker, the Rotary. So we're excited to have this come forward.
Well, John, welcome back. We talked about this last year, and I met you for the first time last year, and we hit it off. And so you're back, and this has been it's so fall-like downtown to go around and see these scarecrows, and they're done so well.
Well, we have 51 this year, and all the businesses have really gone overboard to make them very special for the community and citizens and all the businesses. So it's been win-win for our area, for our community.
Did you see this somewhere else? Is that how this came about?
Yeah, we were 4 years ago, or 5 years ago. My wife and I were in Solvang, California. And saw the town with all the scarecrows, and they were special, and I thought this may be something our community could appreciate. And so we brought it back, and then with Main Street and Fredericksburg Parent and the Fredericksburg Police Department, we all got together and have the whole month of October as Scarecrow Fest.
And this is really something that does really pull. It's one of the many things that you're able to do to kind of pull everybody together.
Yes, I think last year we had over 2,000 votes that came in just for the event, and it's nice to see people walking around town holding their ballot, mm-hmm. And making it a kind of a hunt, and just having fun or visiting a shop they've never seen before, or going into one of the restaurants. So it is a great way. We do collect zip codes, because we like to kind of track where we're drawing people from. Mm-hmm. We've had them as far as Australia and New Zealand, which I believe they were probably guests in for the weekend that took part of the activity. Majority of them are local, but it's nice to track where we're drawing people from.
Definitely. It's with fall and the cooler temperatures, it just adds to the downtown.
I think people love the scarecrows in the pots, too. I mean, mm-hmm. I've gotten phone calls from people saying they love coming over the bridge and they mm-hmm. see the pots with the scarecrows.
Yeah.
So it just kind of sets the tone to start the hunt for the real scarecrows.
Leanne Van Dorn also here this morning. And Leanne, you were here last year, and we talked about this. This is just it's a fun thing.
Oh, Halloween is my favorite time of year, and fall events. So, and I think there's two other amazing events that we do along with the Scarecrow that really make it a special time for parents and children and families in the area. And that would be on October the 20th, we're having a free movie night at Herkamp Park at 7 p.m. So people just come out to Herkamp Park, sit on their blankets, and we show it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, for the younger crowd. And then this year we have a new movie for the older crowd. It's E.T. We're going to be showing E.T. at 7:30. So it's a wonderful time. And then on October the 27th, we have a costume stroll and treats on the streets. And really, the downtown merchants really come through for us. They are so amazing. Tons of businesses give out candy up mm-hmm. and down Caroline and William and Princess Anne Street. So you can come down and trick-or-treat with your kids. And there are going to be crafts in Market Square, so you can do all kinds of Halloween crafts, get your picture taken in your Halloween costume. It's a wonderful morning. The stroll's at 9 a.m., and the treats on the street starts at 10.
I did. I came down last year and saw it, and I was it was packed last year. It was a nice day, but boy, everybody had a great time. And the time of day, it's a nice thing.
Yeah, we actually made it a little bit earlier this year. It used to be 11 to 1, but you know, little kids get up early and get really excited about putting their costumes on, and so everybody would be standing around waiting for us to start at 10 a.m. So we decided just to accommodate our audience and move it earlier so that everyone can pop up and get out on a beautiful day and enjoy downtown.
Well, you talk about these events, and it's kind of like the partnership with these events. It's at Fredericksburg Parent Magazine in Fredericksburg downtown. These just fit right into what you're both trying to do.
Yeah, creating a wonderful community. That's what we're about. Safe places and fun places to raise families. And I have so enjoyed working with both Ann and John. John, actually, this event is how I got sucked into being a Rotary member. So I'm now a Rotary member, which I also really enjoy. Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. And I always love working with downtown and Ann. She's a delightful person to work with.
I was going to say, this is a great partnership. It's a family activity. I mean, that was one of the main goals that we had for this when we started 4 years ago. So it made sense that Fred Parent, who had the audience of the families, to bring them in as a collaborative partner for this. And we saw these events, I would say, triple in attendance from when we went to Treats on the Streets and Hurricane Park, when we added the partnership of Fred Parent. Because it used to be, and they're still one of our partners, is the police department, would do the Treats on the Streets on their own. And they have about 30 to 40 businesses that would participate. Now it's over 100. But the attendance for that went from an average, I think, of 600 kids to 1,800 to 2,000 in the first year. And I attribute that to that broad expansion of, you know, more is better.
Yeah.
And it gives us that audience that we were looking for.
Well, I couldn't, last year, it was really fun, because I mean the kids were having fun, and like you say, Leanne, it was with even earlier this year. It's kind of nice having it earlier in the day, and everything is right down there. It's so much different than having to walk from house to house sometimes, where it can be longer.
And I think the thing that people are really going to love this year that's new and different is that we've added the costume stroll at 9 a.m. I mean, when my kids were little, they loved to do a costume parade at their school,
Where
they ran the halls wearing their costumes. So I think this is going to be really fun and exciting. It's going to be short and safe. Mm-hmm. There's a police car, you know, leading the parade from Riverfront Park up to Caroline Street, so it's not too far to go if you have little kids, but it's such a fun chance to walk down the streets wearing your costume and waving to people.
They'll always remember it.
Yeah, I really think so. We kind of based that on the July 4th Blue Star Mom Parade idea.
Yeah.
It's actually a stroll, but we thought that was just a special moment for little kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to see how it's going to go, you know.
And Ted, also, because it requires a lot of volunteers. So we have a lot of volunteers helping, because you saw last year so many kids were walking across the street. And so we had to, just for protection for the family, so it'll be a safe environment.
Yeah. And I have to thank the Rotary Club, because they really turned out with a lot of volunteers to help us keep the kids safe. We could not do this event, I think, without the help of the Rotary Club providing, you know, 40 people to help people cross the street and make sure that everyone's safe. So, yay, Rappahannock Rotary Club.
I also want to mention Scott Worley, who with the police department has been helpful with our committee also. So it's, you know, been a good quartet of sponsors, and to make it successful as it's been.
Well, and to pull something like this off, and for this many people, I mean, you really need to have a number of groups, whether it's the police and Rotary, and just all everybody working together can make a big event like this work. Yeah. It's not just chaos.
No.
The trick-or-treating is on the 27th. The movie night is the 20th at Hurricane Park, and scarecrows downtown all month long. John Coker here, Leanne Van Dorn is here, and Ann Glave here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Scarecrow Fest in Fredericksburg and a whole bunch of other fall things this month. This is a busy month, and now we're talking about that this morning. And Glave here, Leanne Van Dorn here, and John Coker is here this morning as we talk about what is going on in the city this morning. Before we get back and talk about the scarecrows, Leanne, you were the last time I saw you was when we did this show about a year ago. Talk a little bit for people that aren't aware of Fredericksburg Parent and Family Magazine. You see it around town, and you see it in different places, and so that's your thing, and you can talk about it.
Thank you. That's my thing. So I started Fredericksburg Parent and Family Magazine back. My first issue was January 1st, 2000, so this is my 19th year, almost 20th year.
Wow.
And I did it because I'd had a baby here in Fredericksburg, and I had no idea where to take her for anything, you know, music classes, scarecrows, mm-hmm. if there had been them mm-hmm. back then. And so I decided to do something that would help the community and help create, you know, a warm and welcoming support group. I tried to create the support group that I wanted and needed.
Yeah.
And then it sort of just took off, and it's been a real roller coaster with the internet. You know, back when I started, it was just print. There was no internet, no Facebook, no nothing. So, you know, developing that, and it's been a real joy to do it.
Did you have a background in this, in at least writing or publishing?
Right.
Or?
I had worked in Northern Virginia as an editor and publication manager. So that was in my wheelhouse. But really, you know, I needed the business side as well, because
Running a business.
It is running a small business, basically. But I've had the support of so many wonderful employees. We have a really rich pool of talented women who move here, especially military wives. They're the bomb because they have lots of skills and they're looking for jobs. So they've been fabulous.
Well, you, it always amazes me the stories and the topics that you come up with. I mean, they're all it's a very unique. You have really found in this area a way to tell the story, and like you say, you continue to, I think, help young families out.
Yeah, especially with the transient nature of the military community here, you know, people are always moving in and out, and so I hear a lot from military families that it's a great resource to orient themselves to the community, and just a place to give voice to some of the issues that we confront as a community. I mean, sort of the problem with being a parent and having parental issues is that you age out quickly, so there's no sustained interest. If there's a problem that occurs in fifth grade, you only have about a year to fix it before your kid's out of that age group. So what I hope I've done is provide a sustained forum to tackle community issues, you know, over 20 years rather than the 1 year my kid was in fifth grade.
Where can people find more information and find Fredericksburg Parent and Family?
Well, we're in about 500 locations around the area, most doctor's offices, coffee shops, libraries, schools. But you can also find us. We have a huge digital presence, of course, especially for our younger moms. We have a Facebook page. We have Instagram. We have FredericksburgParent.net is our website. We also attend many events. We have two signature events of our own. We do a summer camp fair at the mall in April this year, and we do a back-to-school event in August every year on tax-free weekend.
FredericksburgParent.net, and like you say, you're all around. If you haven't seen it, you're not looking, because they really are around, and it's always good stuff. And maybe even if it doesn't even apply, you don't think it applies to you, maybe you've got a neighbor or somebody you know in Sunday school or someplace, pick one up and pass it around.
Yeah, shout out to my hardworking distribution staff. It's a huge operation behind the scenes to get that.
I never thought about that. How do you get it to so many locations?
Well, I have a team of distributors who hit the ground running. You know, when the Print Innovators delivers my magazine, they go out and collect them, and we have lists that we you know, follow, and we do pickup rates. So it's all very complicated on the back end.
Also here this morning, Ann Glave with Fredericksburg Main Street, and John Coker is here, kind of the father of scarecrows in Fredericksburg. Besides just looking at the scarecrows, John, there's a little bit of a competition. There's not a little bit of a competition. There is a competition.
With the scarecrows?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Well, it's not a competition. It's just a well, I guess it is. There's
a
ballot.
Friendly, yeah.
There's a friendly competition. We have an official ballot, and the categories that people can vote on, they pick up these ballots, either any of the stores, the businesses that have scarecrows, and also the visitor center where they can be picked up. The topics, the subject, or the categories are one, historic, spookiest, funniest, and business theme. And so the scarecrows, the business is going to enter one of those four categories. And they pick these up where they'll see flags on the businesses. That's how they'll identify which businesses are scarecrow have a scarecrow. And they'll pick these up and vote for one. They'll vote for one. We like one, just vote one of the scarecrows. We kind of copied, I think, some of the ideas from the scavenger hunt that the city has. We have a map that they walk down the street looking at all the scarecrows, kind of identifying them and looking and marking, and then they can vote on their favorite scarecrow. So that's how the ballot boxes, ballots that we have.
That's right. And we also color code them for make it easier for families if they only want to look at, you know, the funniest or the historic,
okay,
and then skip the scariest or, yes, the spookiest because of the young kids. They can do that. So they can pick and choose which route they want to go or to see them all. And I will say we did another change this year in our scarecrow voting. We in the past have always combined our digital votes and, mm-hmm, our paper votes, and this year we've made the decision to do one winner for digital in each category and one winner for paper in each category, because it does turn out to be who's, mm-hmm, the better marketer of their scarecrow.
Yeah,
to make that determination.
That's where the competition may come in, but it's not like Ann said, some businesses exclusively do digital and some have ballots.
Yeah,
to do that. So
and it can. I have seen the numbers change when the person ahead of the paper, may not win when we can merge the digital. So this year we've done a separate voting for those, and the digital actually runs through Fred Parent Magazine, which is wonderful. We don't have the pictures on that. We just list the names because we're trying to encourage people to come and actually visit the scarecrow see which is their favorite. So the website for the digital, I think, is fredericksburgparent.net at the scarecrows are coming for that. And so the paper's all over. And then we're going to do one other change for our voting is that we're going to pick one, mm-hmm, best of the best scarecrows.
The grand champion.
The overall champion.
The overall. So this is our first year to attempt these two changes, so we'll be curious to see how that will work.
Well, one of the things that I guess that this does a whole lot of things, but one of the things is just like the scavenger hunt or other things. It gets people downtown. It gets people walking around, and I found that when you do these kind of things, I see things in downtown I didn't even know were there.
Well, that was part of the reason we came back. An idea was for people to come down, see, just go to the stores they may not go to. Like me, I live downtown, and just seeing some, because it's 11 stores change.
Yeah.
Change, and so it's a means of people visiting stores that they may not have visited before.
You find restaurants or other stores that you just drive by or walk by and don't notice it, but when you're noticing this, you do notice a lot of things that you might not normally see.
People walking, like Ann said, walking around with their things, with their ballots, just going to different places.
Yes. And I think there's been studies done that if you're bringing people downtown for some type of scavenger hunt or contest or something, that typically they'll end up either shopping, mm-hmm, or dining or both. So it does bring that sense of economic dollars, mm-hmm, to the downtown to keep it vibrant. So while it's fun, it has a economic impact too on the community, which is why one of the main reasons that Main Street is involved with the program.
That's me. I mean, my wife and I, we'll do these. She loves doing any kind of game or contest, mm-hmm, and we'll do it. And then you'll all of a sudden you've done it for a while. Then you just say, I'm hungry. Let's have lunch or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that all the time.
Yeah, we hear a lot from people saying they had discovered a shop they had been to, because I think people get in the habit of doing the same route, the same walk all the time.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm,
you either may have missed a block or you didn't go to one of the side streets. So, mm-hmm, it does help, I think, bring awareness. They may not shop or do something right then, but they typically will come back. I mean, especially if they have small kids in tow. Because I have heard at work, I've been in stores where somebody has walked in and said, I was here with my child for Treats on the Street and I wasn't the time and now I'm back. So
yeah,
it's hard to track, but I do know it does help.
Yeah. For the businesses, you've got a lot of businesses involved this year. So
we do. We're excited. We've got some new business and some of our reigning champs are still in here.
Three-time winners.
So it's been an interesting competition. So as I recall last year, Ted, I think you were called in to do a final.
I was. I had to be
tiebreaker, if I remember.
Oh, and it was difficult. It was really difficult. You called me up. And then sent me pictures.
Of the ones that were
it was really hard because I thought there's no chance there's going to be a tie. Of course I'll be your judge, thinking I would never have to do it. And because they all are really, you grunt and you look at them and everybody spends a lot of time
on this. Put a lot of effort into it. It's not like going to Michael's where you buy these little, there people come up with unbelievably clever.
Yeah.
Scarecrows.
Yeah, they're it's whatever their interest is, but there are some really fascinating ones this year. I mean, it's amazing to me the talent that we have downtown with our local businesses, and they get to showcase it on something a little bit different and fun.
They're all artists at heart, I think.
They're kids.
Yes, that's probably true. They're all small business owners.
Entrepreneurial spirit.
Sure. They have to have creative. That creative artist part.
It is an amazing. I think everyone should win personally. But,
Oh, I know. I hated to because with the tie last year, they all were. I kept saying to Ann, do I really have to pick one? And can't they just all? And Ann would say, we need one. We need a winner. And but no, it is, and it's. I think it also kind of bring, you know, everybody's. It's a friendly competition, and you get to know who's around you, and it's just another thing to bring everybody a little bit, get everybody a little bit closer.
It is. I mean, as I said, we try to make it easier for people this year. There's a little, as John said, there's a little blue square flagged outside the business, so you can see which business is participating, because not all of the scarecrows come outdoors. Mm-hmm. There's probably about half that are in a window and half that go in and out at night. And then most of the businesses have an orange or a white ballot box to put your ballot. And you can put your ballot in any ballot box. It does not have to be in the business ballot box, which is kind of nice. So you can walk around. You can drop it off at the visitor center. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have lots of little people running around on the November 1st. Picking up all those ballots.
And so the 31st is the deadline to vote.
Last day to vote.
Okay.
And then we really scramble.
To try to get that answer.
Yeah. And then get Karen to pull in the digital votes.
I wish there was a way, Ted, after it was all over, like you just mentioned, that we could collect all 8 of the scarecrows and put them somewhere all together for people to see all of those.
Oh, yeah.
We've thought about how to do that, but...
We just haven't found a location. That's been the biggest thing, because unfortunately we go right into the holiday open house weekend right after the scarecrow.
Yeah.
So the businesses are taking them down as fast as at the end of October to start their Christmas window.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking about stuff downtown and specifically scarecrows. And we will continue along this morning. John Coker is here, Leanne Van Dorn is here, and Ann Glave here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:33.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
There are scarecrows downtown and more. Lots going on this month, and we're talking about that this morning with John Coker and Glave and Leanne Van Dorn here. Leanne from Fredericksburg Parent and Family Magazine. And Leanne, you when we started off the show, we're talking about the stroll and the trick or treating in the movie night. We'll for anybody coming in late will remind them of that. The stroll, is that's something new this year, isn't it?
That is something new. We just thought that the kids would enjoy sort of a little parade to show off their costumes, and it's going to start at Riverfront Park. We recommend that if you're coming down for that, we're going to gather at 9 a.m. in Riverfront Park. Please park in the free parking garage that is just next to Riverfront Park. That's the safest place to park, and it's nearby. And then a police car is going to lead the children from Riverfront Park to downtown onto Caroline Street. And there they can either go trick-or-treating up and down Caroline and William, or they can go into Market Square and do some Halloween crafts. We have three amazing sponsors of the Halloween craft area in Market Square. That would be Kids Choice Pediatrics. Dr. Richmond is going to be there. She's our main sponsor. We also have the Children's Museum is coming. The Children's Museum is coming up on their fifth anniversary. So they're really stepping up their game here this year in honor of the anniversary. They'll be there to do crafts. And we have Nest Realty, who is run by Sarah Smelnick, who is very involved in the community, does a lot of fundraising for Hugh Mercer Elementary, and she and Nest Realty are going to be there as well. We're also going to have Memorable Moments Photography, Unforgettable Moments Photography. I'm sorry, Troy, about that. Unforgettable Moments. And they're going to be taking some photographs of kids in their costumes. So that'll be in Market Square by Fredericksburg Area Museum.
So the parade will come from Riverfront Park up Charlotte Street, and then it'll take a right on Caroline. So that's at the 700 block. And it will end in the 900 block where the alley entrance is from Market Square. So they can either start trick-or-treating or go into Market Square and do some activities, get their picture taken, or they can, you know, come back down Caroline Street and go visit the Visitor Center, too. The Visitor Center has activities also for crafts. We kind of spread them out downtown to get a little bit more, hopefully a better flow.
Yeah, we don't want Market Square to get overcrowded. There is a crowd limit for Market Square.
So. And it'll be very safe because all the streets will be personed with volunteers.
Crossing guards and bright orange.
And many cities across the country do something like this, and we thought this would be a nice addition to the Scarecrow Fest for the monthly things to do. So that's the reason why we're doing it.
Well, I'm just telling you, if I were part of this, and if I were a participant, after I do the parade, I'm wanting to go trick-or-treating. I'll do the crafts anytime. I want my candy first.
We do have adults that do trick-or-treat.
Seriously?
It is catered towards children, but I think many of the businesses aren't going to refuse you, but it is catered towards the young ones.
But each of the trick-or-treating of the businesses that will be offering the treats will have a balloon.
There is a balloon that has a candy on it. I think it's
candy cane or something.
Okay.
Oh, well, it says give me candy or something. So there is a balloon. So it's like the street lights. So if the balloon is out, that means they still have candy. Mm-hmm. If the balloon is gone, they're out. So with over 100 businesses, I think there'll be enough candy to go around for people. So
a lot of business people. I know last year some businesses you would go in and get it, but others they just sat at the door and just as people walked by plop things in.
They're very generous.
Yeah. Everybody has their own way of doing it. I mean, we've kind of let them do it with how they choose. We just need to know who's giving it out. So, and some people do candy, some don't. I know some of the galleries did crayons and stuff. So we just ask for some type of treat, which that's up to the business to choose what it is.
Yeah. Well, and boy, Leanne, you talk about things when this is and John mentioned. I mean, it's safe. It's a good family activity, and especially if you're somebody new in the community, this is a good way to see what's around and maybe meet people that have kids your age and.
Exactly. It's wonderful. The other thing that we do that is a great place to sort of mingle with the community is the movie night on October 20th. And this year, we really have to thank Fredericksburg Parks and Rec for providing the movies. We do have to pay a licensing fee, and it's not cheap.
Yeah.
And we got two really terrific movies. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and E.T. And that's thanks to Parks and Rec.
So the first movie will start at 7 o'clock, and that typically brings in the younger families. Mm-hmm. Though in the past, we've seen people arrive starting at 6, 6:15. We do encourage you, if the weather's good, to bring a picnic,
right.
Bring your own chair, sit down and enjoy it. And then as soon as it gets dark, movie starts. And then at 7:30, we'll start the second movie. And that will sometimes bring in a little bit of the middle-aged kids. We'll see a little bit of changeover in that. There are free glow sticks. I think there's a couple hundred that will be given out at the beginning of the movie. We've done that every year, I think, for the kids. And they seem to keep them entertained while they're waiting for the movie to start. So it's a fun thing. We saw that event go from a couple hundred to... I think we had 400 and then over 600 this past year for it. And that is weather related. So if the weather is bad, unfortunately, there won't be a movie that night because we don't have a second location that could handle that many people. So do your, do the rain dance and avoid the rain.
Well, knock on wood, we haven't had rain in
I keep waiting for this to be the year that the deluge is open. We've been so wonderful with weather.
Very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky.
I guess the parade will still be on...
Rain or shine?
I have no idea. We've not had to deal with the rain issue.
We're not even going to have to deal with it, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's going to be nice that day.
It depends on how heavy the rain is,
I guess.
Because
the treats will occur, I think, because the business will have bought the candy. So, and the one change on that this year, it does start at 10 o'clock, and it only for 2 hours this year versus in the past it's been for three. So it does start early.
Yeah, and the we're going to gather at 9 for the parade, but we're going to start the parade at 9:30. We're just going to spend half an hour sort of getting people.
Yeah, you got to get people organized
and make sure everyone understands the rules.
And when you're in a parade, it's fun. I mean, it's just the anticipation.
Yeah.
For kids, I would have loved to have been in a parade as a kid. So this is really a fun thing. Yeah. I mean, I think you're going to just have a great time. And, the movie night thing, adults can have a great time. I went to a couple of movies, and I was one of the only adults there, but I had a great time this summer over at Central Park Funland, which show movies on Friday night. And I ended up staying there and watching some movies sometimes.
Well,
so anybody can come.
Both those movies that we're showing are such classics.
Yeah,
I think a lot of...
when I saw E.T.
I know, it was a long time ago.
So I think you see a wide variety of ages, which is kind of fun, because they are truly, I mean, it's a great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I can remember as a child, it was a big deal to watch that on TV.
Oh, yes, I remember.
So I think there's a lot of nostalgia of people that go just for that one, and then I think E.T. is such a classic, and it does have a little bit of a scene that happens during the Halloween time, so I think it's kind of appropriate.
Ted, can I mention, while changing the subject for a moment, I just want to say how much a pleasure it's been working with Ann in Main Street, Leanne with Fredericksburg Parent, and Scott with the police department. It's been, there's been some trials and tribulations, but it's a lot of effort that goes into it, and they've all been so dedicated to our community and the city for the Scarecrows Fest that it's been a pleasure for me from the Rotary Club to work with them. So a lot goes into it to make it successful, and so I'm appreciative of everybody's working together, teamwork.
And I will say, Main Street's a big believer in collaboration, so this truly is one that I think recognizes that and has been very successful. And I have to, this whole idea for the Scarecrow came from, the top Scarecrow over here, John Coker. So I have to thank him for moving that idea along. And then, the police department was doing their treats on the street, and we kind of, mega-sized it.
That's a great word for it.
And then we added the movie night as another way for the community and the police to kind of all get together and have fun. So I really think that this activity really does bring all the different partners and all the different stakeholders together for a bigger good of the downtown area. So I'm really excited to see what it's done this year. So
now this is really exciting to see, because and the Scarecrows are such a great component. When you saw that we ought to do something like that. That just fits right in here perfectly.
Yeah, and it has, and I think people have adopted it, and I think it's been very successful for win-win, as I said before, win-win for everybody, the community, and the community most importantly, and the businesses.
I was going to say, we have one more addition to our a ballot that I forgot to mention, and that is this year, if you put your name and your email or phone and your zip code, you have a chance to enter into a drawing for a family trolley ride to the Christmas tree lighting. And that was, of course, given to us by Fred Parent. So I think, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit more about that, but that's kind of a fun thing for kids, I think.
It is really fun. It's a wonderful way to kick off the Christmas season after Thanksgiving. Santa comes and lights the Christmas tree.
It's like Saturday night, isn't it?
It's like the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Santa arrives on the trolley, drives up to Hurricamp Park, and then all the Christmas lights come on in Hurricamp Park, and there's children's choir singing, and there's crafts, and there's all kinds of stuff to do. And that, again, has become hugely popular as well. And we love doing that. As you know, it's one of my most fun things we do every year. So I'm looking forward to it.
So, and give us your zip code, your name, and your email or phone number, and you'll go into a drawing, which we'll draw after the 31st. We'll put everything in, all the ballots in, and pick one.
And the winners will be announced November
6th.
November 6th, and then they'll all come to our Rotary Club, the winners, and then we'll present them with their awards on the November 14th, I think it is, that Wednesday the 14th.
That is correct. Yeah, it takes us a while to count all those ballots. I mean, they're all done by hand. We don't have a little counter machine the main votes happen in the elections, but no, it takes us a while to get the public together to count all those.
Well, this is really the kind of the kickoff of really a lot of, I mean, you do things all year round, but boy, from now to the end of the year, you've got stuff going on.
Downtown is hopping starting in October, between all the different events that are happening, and then we morph right into Thanksgiving and Christmas, and, you know, you've got Christmas tree lighting and Small Business Saturday, which is huge. There's just tons of activities going on for the whole city, along with, we do have our downtown affair is this coming up this Sunday.
Well, that'd be fun to see what everything looks like when you've got some of Caroline Street where people are eating out.
It will be very interesting. I don't think this has ever been done. It is the largest one-time seating, I think, ever in Fredericksburg. You're seating 250 people for a six-course dinner, which will benefit the downtown community again. There's been a lot of supporters that have come forward. So hopefully we'll have a great weather and everybody will have a great evening and just have a lot of fun.
No rain. It might be a little chilly, but bring a jacket along if you think it's going to get cool later on.
Or drink lots of coffee or hot tea.
Or other beverages.
Exactly. But no, it's going to be, this really is the kickoff. I had never been, I last year, JM had a playoff game over at Maury Stadium, and it finished about the time that Santa came, and I walked up from Maury to Hurricamp Park and saw Santa there, and that place was packed.
It was packed.
I think it's 700 kids, I think I heard, was the number for last year.
It could have been because
Christmas tree lighting.
Yeah, plus their parents.
It was a lot of people. Very festive, though. Yeah, everybody had such a great time.
That's really grown over the years, too, they've added more and more partners to that to make that happen. And Hurricane Park has really stepped up the lighting for the lights, I think, and the decorations over the last year, too.
And the lights are going to be really amazing this year.
I think they're adding more lights
this
year.
They're adding more.
Ted, also I mentioned, thank you for having us on the show, too. I mean, we appreciate you having us on here to discuss scarecrows.
This is a fun show, John. And when I got to meet you last year, we hit it right off. So I was glad you were back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. John Coker, Leanne Van Dorn here, and Englava here. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking mainly about scarecrows downtown, but just a lot of activities this month in downtown Fredericksburg with John Coker, Leanne Van Dorn, and Anne Glave here this morning. The scarecrows are downtown. John, you can You can vote between now and the end of the month for funniest, spookiest business theme or historic theme, scarecrows.
Right, it's down. There'll be all the ballot boxes will be in the visitor center. All the businesses that have scarecrows, everyone can take one, vote for all of them, all categories, and hope everyone goes down to participate and see all the different the clever, well done scarecrows in 51 of the businesses.
Yeah, just go down. I mean, it's really downtown is alive. And then on the 27th, there's your kids can be in a parade. They can trick or treat downtown, Leanne.
Yeah, it's a new event this year. We're going to meet at Riverfront Park. Police park in the free parking garage at 9 a.m. We'll gather there together, and about 9:30, the police department is going to lead us out down Charlotte Street, and we're going to head towards Caroline Street, turn right on Caroline, and in the 900 block, we'll stop, and you can either go do crafts in Market Square or go start your trick-or-treating up and down Caroline Street and William Street. We're really excited to see all those little kids out in their cute costumes.
And then movie night on the 20th at Her Camp Park. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and E.T. Features.
And that will start at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
It is weather permitted, depending on the weather. And again, we'd like to thank Fredericksburg Parks and Rec Department for helping us get the movies for that evening. And as I said, it's a nice event where the police officers will be there and the kids can talk to them. There'll be some hay bales, and they've taken photo shots with the police officers. The kids are welcome to dress up for that if they like. Mm-hmm. Some do and some don't. There'll be free glow sticks given out. It's just kind of a nice way to spend a Saturday evening downtown.
FredericksburgParent.net to find out more about this, or check out Fredericksburg Downtown's Facebook page. You can find out that too. Thank you all for what you do in the community and in what you've been involved in this. John Coker, Leanne Van Dorn, and Ann Glave, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.